President John Evans Atta-Mills says government will do its best to ensure that next year's elections are free, fair and peaceful. He has therefore cautioned against acts and utterances that are likely to disturb the peace and undermine the elections. President Mills was addressing Eid al-Fitr celebrants at the Independence Square in Accra. Our presidential correspondent Seth Eya reports.
We are going to have elections next year, and I want to promise you that as a government, we will ensure that we have free, fair and transparent elections. We are all one people, and I would urge each and every one of us to attempt to refrain from any acts which are likely to cause problems during the election. We must all watch what we say and do, because the weather is a very potent force, and we must always cherish the peace and stability that we enjoy.
President Mills tasked the National Hajj Committee to begin work to avoid the challenges that confronted last year's organization.
I also want to make an appeal to the Hajj Committee that they must begin to work hard in order to ensure that they avoid the problems and challenges that befell us last year. As a government, we will give them every support, and we will ensure that all those who are in a position to go and have been so declared will be given the opportunity to do so.
The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, expressed concern about the state of political insult. He asked activists of the two dominant political parties, the NDC and MPP, to focus their discussions on issues that will bring the needed development to Ghanaians.
The National Chief Imam and the Muslim leadership deal with concern the ongoing culture of insult, abuse and slander between the activists of the two main political parties through the media. The trend, if allowed to continue and grow, has the potential of leading to violence, breach of peace and a threat to our democratic system of governance and the rule of law. Taking a cue from developments on the eve of the 2008 elections, which brought Ghana almost to the brink, it is clear that if the trend continues unabated, the peace and stability we have enjoyed in recent years will be threatened, especially given the impending electioneering campaign ahead of the run-up to the 2012 elections. The Muslim leadership hope and pray that the two sides, with the active support of the media, will rather focus on the real issues facing Ghanaians. We expect from them alternative policies and programs that will help to create avenues for economic development, especially programs that will generate full employment and provide jobs for the youth, particularly for those within the marginalized Zungu communities.
Sheikh Shaributu called for peace to prevail in the northern part of Africa. He congratulated President Mills on his timely and strategic intervention in Cote d'Ivoire, which has ensured the return of democracy and peace to the country.
Mr. President, it is regretful that fellow Muslims in countries such as Libya, Syria, Egypt and Palestine are all engaged in major conflict situations with devastating consequences. The National Chief Imam and our ulamas are constantly engaged in prayers for divine intervention to usher in peaceful resolution of the conflict, for peace to prevail. We pray that Almighty Allah will reward you and your government amply for your bold but discreet intervention in the frightening and devastating war in Ivory Coast. We commend you and your government for your timely peacemaking endeavors together with other ECOWAS countries, which brought peace and saved countless lives.
The National Chief Imam offered prayers for the government and people of Ghana. Among the dignitaries was the former Vice President Alhaji Aliu Mahama. Seth Eya, Radio Ghana, Accra.